This is the Photography Podcast on photography.ca, episode number 34, How to Take Pictures of Christmas Lights. Hey there, photo lovers. How's it going? And welcome to the 34th Photography Podcast on photography.ca. My name is Marco, and as always, we're coming to you from Montreal, Quebec, Canada. Got a bit of snifflies going again, but I definitely want to get this podcast out. This podcast is in response to a question by Chris Smith, who wanted to know the best way to take pictures of Christmas lights. And given that the Christmas season is upon us, it's a very apropos question, and I intend to get into it like in a minute or so. But before we get into it, I'd like to thank PRB for his comment on our last podcast, number 33, on basic studio lighting or studio lighting for beginners in photography. He gained a lot of info from it and took the time to comment. So thanks so much, PRB. As always, we love comments, so please feel free to do so via the blog, www.photography.ca/blog. You can do so by emailing me, photography.ca@gmail.com, or you can suggest a topic for me to cover, or a criticism, or a comment in the forum on photography.ca. Just make your way to the forums. So let's get right into it now. How best to take pictures of Christmas lights? You know, there's lots of ways to do everything, and I guess this is personal, but basically what I did was I just took my brother-in-law's Christmas tree. He had a much larger tree than mine, and I thought it would make a nice picture. So I took a picture of his tree, both using on-camera flash and no flash whatsoever. And I gotta say, as was my instinct, I much preferred the no flash. Basically, when you're trying to take photographs of a Christmas lights wrapped around a tree or any type of Christmas lights, those types of lights don't give off a lot of power. So if the room lights are on and you're trying to take pictures of, you know, Christmas tree lights, chances are the room lights themselves might well overpower the effect of the light. So my preference was actually just to put the camera on the tripod and close all the lights and just let the tree itself provide the light through the natural light of the Christmas lights and just photograph it that way. So when I did it, my exposure was in the vicinity of about, I think it was a third of a second at f4. So this is definitely a tripod taking shutter speeds. You can't hold it that steady, you'll get a lot of blur. So just mount your camera on the tripod, turn on the lights, you know, take a meter reading, or just, you know, read it in camera, and take the shot. And that was my preference. Of the two shots that I took, I much preferred that. And I did a bit of experimentation. I took some off-camera flash as well, and basically it overpowered the lights of the Christmas tree. So my preference was for having those lights themselves be the focal point as opposed to extraneous lights. Then when I mounted the on-camera flash, I basically mounted the flash on camera and reduced its intensity. And, you know, you'll be able to see the couple of shots that I've taken on the blog as well. Just make your way to podcast 34 to see the results. But basically, even with the flash mounted on camera and at reduced power, I found that the flash overpowered the effect of the natural light of the Christmas lights themselves. My recommendation is, for my personal taste, is don't use flash. Just shut off all the lights, mount your camera on a tripod, and take the shot that way. Of course, you can always do some serious experimentation. I mean, maybe I could have reduced my on-camera flash even more and gotten just a little bit more of an outline on the tree. Maybe that could have added a bit. That wasn't my preference, but it could have been a nice effect. What was a little bit of a shame was the star in my Christmas tree, in that Christmas tree rather, had no light. So when I used it without any flash, obviously I didn't get any light on that star. But when I had the flash mounted on the camera, I did get a bit of illumination on the star. For me, it doesn't matter that much. I still prefer the no flash version, but really, it's all a matter of personal preference. And that's one of my rule of thumbs in general. When it's a light source itself that you're trying to capture, you may want to consider not using an extraneous light source to capture that light source because it may overpower it. So, you know, Chris's question was how to capture the lights themselves. Well, I guess the simple answer is just use those lights as the light source themselves. And that's definitely my advice to start. And then, you know, if you want to play, again, you could add a little bit of extra light. You know, a good similarity would be taking pictures of candles. I mean, if you're going to take pictures of candles and you're going to use flash, you're going to have a lot harder time controlling the beautiful ambient light that you're getting from the candles because the flash itself may well overpower it. So you have to seriously lower the intensity of your flash. And, you know, depending on where it's positioned, etc., it might be just more beautiful not to use the flash at all. So experiment, practice, but often just try using the light source itself as the light source when that is the focal point of the image. So it's been a couple of podcasts, but now I'd like to get back to Photo of the Week. And this podcast's Photo of the Week comes to us courtesy of John Gladdy, a photographer on Flickr. And this is one heck of a fantastic image. Again, if you're just coming into this, make your way to podcast 34 on the photography.ca blog and you could see the image I'm talking about. But basically, it's a very intense image of a man looking straight at the camera. It's kind of a head and a shoulders portrait shot. And the light is coming from the left. It gives incredible texture to his face, often side light, or maybe this light is not perfect side light, but it's pretty close. It's coming from the side, and it really gives incredible texture to his face. The way the light is positioned, it's not lighting his eyes directly. So the eyes in this portrait are very, very dark and very, very intense because they're not being lit. And that adds an air of mysteriousness to the photograph. The background itself has no light on it at all, so it's really a very striking portrait of a face lit from one side, an unshaven face, a face with texture. There's catch lights in the eyes that are beautiful. They're faint and beautiful. So this is definitely my photo of the week. Hats off to John Gladdy, great Flickr photographer. And of course, links to his work will go in the show notes as well. You know what? And that's going to do it for today's show. Hope it makes it out there on time. It's still a day or so away from Christmas Eve. So hopefully Chris can get the information to do some experimentation on his own tree before Christmas is over. I'd like to take this opportunity to wish all of our listeners a really, really happy and healthy holiday season, whether it's a Christmas or a Kwanzaa or Hanukkah or any other celebration that's around this time of year. I wish everyone really warm, warm, warm holiday wishes and a most excellent 2008. So thanks for listening, everyone. And as always, keep on shooting. Bye for now.